Scanning the market and case studies. An important step at this point is to scan the market to acquire information on what should be driving the transformation. A scan of the external environment can use tools such as a PESEL analysis, an analysis of political, economic, social/ethical, technological, legislative, and environmental factors. Scanning the market using such tools is primarily addressed in Module 2. Here we provide two case studies of real organizations that determined that they needed to transform based on market scanning. We finish by introducing a fictional case study organization that we will use throughout this course. Coal Chain Coordinator is formed due to politics of infrastructure sharing. Coal processing organizations in a particular region were competing intensely, but rather than this being about market share, it was primarily about access to limited infrastructure capacity in terms of rail track and loading terminal access. As volumes increased, queues at the port grew to be unsustainable. Politics was a driver among the organizations. The parties were unable to determine how to expand capacity or maintain assets, and who would pay for these things. To avoid the politics entirely, the organizations agreed to form a coal chain coordination organization, with each coal mine being a part owner. This nonprofit collaborative supply chain planning organization had a goal of maximizing coal throughput at minimal cost. It coordinates the efforts of multiple parties and manages maintenance so downtime is minimized. It has been a data-driven organization from its inception, using the information to identify and remove bottlenecks. ETO manufacturer decomposes project-driven lead time. An example of an economic driver of transformation is the need for globally sourced material to compete on price during economic downturns despite increasing market expectations for shorter lead time than is currently feasible. An engineer-to-order, ETO, manufacturer for the construction industry was faced with customers demanding shorter lead times and better lead time quoting despite the need to use globally sourced components. To better define the problem, they decomposed lead time into its components and analyzed each component separately. They felt they could make modest improvements in sales response, startup, supplier delivery time to the destination port, and local value-adding time. However, there was little improvement to be had in inbound freight or outbound transport without sourcing more locally. A key area that could benefit from a transformation was its confirmation process, agreeing to pricing and initiating supplier production. They formalized collaboration methods in this area and increased automation to reduce the average time from 30 to 10 days. These improvements allowed them to continue sourcing globally and survive the economic downturn while reducing the variability per lead time component, which improved lead time quoting.
Sample, Inc.
Petroleum and Chemical Products Organization Case Study. We will use the following case study organization, Sample, Inc. as a running illustration of a transformation throughout this course. Sample, Inc. distributes, repackages, and manages private labels of high-end petroleum and chemical products, as well as generics of the same. In its 25-year history, it has made quality a core competency and has expanded the market for premium automotive and marine products into consumer markets by building lasting relationships with big box stores and automotive aftermarket car care chains. Its business units include chemical products, antifreeze coolants and cleaner product families, and petroleum products, brake fluid, oil and lubricants, and transmission fluid families. Its private label products are labeled to meet its customers' requirements, and these plus their own lines of generics meet local language and cultural requirements. They also act as a distributor of the same products in bulk to automotive and marine manufacturers and dealerships. Sample, Inc. serves consumers in most countries of the world using a wide network of strategic partners, including distributors and global retail groups. The organization places priority on good relationships with these intermediate customers. Sample, Inc. has long-term committed relationships with its suppliers, the manufacturers of premium chemical and petroleum products. It purchases these materials in bulk and repackages them with private or generic labels. While all of these suppliers are global, they use local sources whenever possible to avoid transportation costs, tariffs, and duties. This case study will focus on one important problem that requires transformation: improving asset management by significantly reducing cash-to-cash cycle time.